Back now with Day to Day, the medical device maker Boston Scientific will buy heart device maker Guidant for some $27 billion. The deal was made in spite of months of recalls and safety warnings by Guidant about defects in its pacemakers and defibrillators. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here to explain. And Janet, I understand Johnson & Johnson was also vying for Guidant. What happened there?
Johnson & Johnson was vying for them. They actually had a deal back in December of 2004 that it would acquire Guidant for $25 billion. But as you said, there was this big trouble with Guidant's devices, a string of safety warnings and then reports of patient deaths linked to defibrillator failures and recalls, even though it's hard to recall something that's implanted in someone's chest. So by October of this year, Johnson & Johnson started hinting that it wanted out of the deal, but Guidant sued to force the deal. They thought they had it worked out back in November with a revised deal on the table of about $21 billion, but that's what got Boston Scientific interested, and they ended up offering $24 billion in change. And this started a bidding war, a back and forth, but ultimately, as you said, Boston Scientific won with $27 billion.
So with all these problems with Guidant, why is that company so attractive?
Yeah, the reason this is a big deal is because the market for medical devices like pacemakers, like Guidant makes, is getting red hot. Bill Martineau, I spoke to him earlier today. He's with Fredonia Group. That's a market research company. And he says baby boomers are going to need a lot of pacemakers and defibrillators.
The potential of the Guidant line and defibrillators is like a now $10 billion market. And it's projected to grow, you know, at double-digit rates over the next few years. And neither Boston Scientific or Johnson & Johnson were involved in that product line.
Another reason a company like Guidant is so attractive right now is because many people are predicting that it will start making electrical pacing devices that can also help people with neurological problems.
Well, tell us more about those.
Yeah, these are devices that stimulate the brain. They essentially rewire the brain, and it's very helpful for people with things like Parkinson's disease right now, but eventually there's speculation it could help with depression or obesity. And, analysts speculate that if you're in the pacemaker business, you're going to have to make both of these types of devices, and that's a big growth market. Also, now that Johnson & Johnson has come up empty here, analysts are predicting that they're still going to need to diversify out of pharmaceuticals where there's great pressure. They need to be at the forefront of medical devices, and they're going to have to keep trying with another offer on another company, perhaps. Coming up later on Marketplace, we'll take a look at how the slowing housing market is affecting realtors.
Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.